You know, I have no fault with other people for using other translations, though. Sometimes I feel like they lose their thunder. Because I think it sometimes comes out milquetoast. It's like our language is all diluted. It doesn't have the power. It's probably just a psychological thing. I mean, maybe in King James time, this all was like, oh, this is just like normal speech. I mean, it was a big deal to put the Bible into the vernacular of the people, right? So if why one man sin entered the world, well, as by one man sin entered and death by sin, meaning the transgression of Adam when he disobeyed God, and ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Sin came into the world of men, and death by sin, because the day you eat thereof, you will die. And Adam lived so and so many years, and he died. And some people would, they get legalistic, and they went, oh, well, he had to die. It's not required by the wording. All it means is that from the moment when you eat it, now you're mortal. That's all it means. I could go into that. I'm not going to. If you believe, you understand. If you don't, if you're a doubter, you just need to think a little harder. Why would Moses even write it that way? He didn't die. It's a big mistake. No. He died spiritually. I don't even like that. I don't like that. Spiritual death is like nonsense. I mean, we can be all spiritually dead, but it's like, unless you're really dead, you don't know, whatever, we'll get to that some other time. There's the issue of spiritual death is in this book. That's not the way they teach it. Not the way I see it. Anyways. So death passed on all men. For that all have sinned. I mean, if we didn't sin, if we were perfect, we would be raised. If we did get killed, like Jesus didn't die, they killed him. But he did lay his life down and gave up the ghost. No, so all that power is put into his hands. If you had no authority except given you from above, you couldn't do anything to me, he said to them. You couldn't do anything to me except it was given to you from above. So, but sin has caused death to reign on all. I mean, if we could have lived righteously, we wouldn't have had death come on us. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed where there is no law. But I will remind you also, so people say, well, blah, 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 because they will say, oh, this gets off people who were living in parts of the world where they never heard the gospel, they never heard the... No. Because he has already covered. And this is the thing why you have to take the whole book of Paul as a whole. You can't just like break off. I mean, you can break off pieces, okay, right? But when you do, as a teacher, it is your responsibility to have the fullness of it down in your mind so that you use that piece properly. You can't just take it out and then just nakedly bear that scripture. That's where all the errors come from. People are taking naked pieces of scripture to the exclusion of all the other ones. And not looking at everything as a whole and then determining what is spiritual, what is carnal, what is factual, what is allegorical, what is principle, what is doctrine, what is this, what is that. It's all got to be according to all the other things that is written. It takes, as a man of reasonable intelligence, it takes time, it takes study, it takes effort. But you can't... But no matter how much you try, if it isn't given of God, you ain't going to get nothing. You will never understand. That's why there are men who have spent their entire lives studying Scripture, and all they've done is misled. I'm so sorry. I pray that the forbearance of God would end, would wind up with you coming to repentance. You would be led as I have been led. Because I had a lot of false doctrine in my past. I didn't just come out of the womb, I got it all. No. God has suffered long with me and instructed me. For until the law, sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed where there is no sin. What I got off on that was to say that those without the law are a law to themselves when they excuse or accuse one another. Whatever they allow or they disallow, they're creating a law to themselves. So there is a law by which people can sin without law. Because, I mean, look at, after Adam, what was the law? It was just like, hey, you know, if man shall shed man's blood, by man's hand shall his blood be shed. And what was all the wickedness that the world was filled in the time of Noah? Well, it was bloodshed for one thing. I mean, it was, the earth was filled with blood. I mean, the principal thing they were doing back then was murder. Anyways, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, because they had their consciousness. So, you know, they didn't have to have the Adam's law, who is the figure of him that was. In fact, no one ever sinned after Adam's transgression, because God put that flaming sword to guard the way of the tree of life. The Garden of Eden was closed. He drove out the man. He's the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also the free gift. What he's saying is, Adam was the figure of him what was to come, Jesus. But it's sort of the opposite. It's not as the offense, so also the free gift. It's the inverse. The gift, through the offense of one, many be dead. So, much more, the grace of God and the gift by grace, by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many. So, whereas, you know, in that case, it was sin bringing death, and in this case, it is grace and sacrifice abounding in this gift, the gift of God, which is grace. And grace is like a status you have, where it's like you're under grace, and he's giving you stuff. Salvation. More than that, tribulation, patience, virtue, knowledge, loving kindness, brotherly kindness, love, hope, etc., experience, temperance, all the good things of God, virtue, godliness. I mean, all these good things that he gives, all under grace, can't be attained any other way, through faith. But faith also, another gift. See, everything good comes from God. Every good and perfect gift is from above. And not as by one that sinned is the gift. I'm kind of eliminating some words in King James that are in italics, because sometimes I feel like they almost make it more convoluted. And so, not as by one that sinned is the gift, for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses to justification. So on the one hand, you had one guy sinning and many condemned, even though they all did sin. And see, here's the duality, you know, that, okay, one man's sin brought all this judgment and all this sin on, they all were judged, even though they hadn't sinned just like him, but they all were sinners, see, and Christ,